You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of news and information you can use, I'm Matt Fidler. A quick update on the Butte Lightning Complex from Monday's electrical storm. There are 26 fires, with the largest one being the Potter's Fire, which has burnt over 800 acres. There is a mandatory evacuation in place from the Butte County Sheriff's Office, from the north side of Orange Avenue, from the roundabout, to Long Bar Road, to include residents on the north side of Long Bar Road, all the way to the Feather River, as well as the original evacuation order for Potter's Ravine Drive and Oregon Gulch Road west to Cherokee Road. A map of the impacted area is posted on the Butte County Sheriff's Office website. This is probably a good reminder for all of us to sign up for our Code Red or other mass notification systems. If you're in Butte County, it's the Code Red system. All you have to do is give them your phone number and other contact information, and they'll contact you during a disaster that affects your area. So, for example, if you live in Forest Ranch and there's a fire that might affect you and your loved ones, you'll get an email or a text or a phone call with the relevant information, like where should you evacuate to? Where is it safe to go? Should you evacuate? Where is the fire? So sign yourself up, let your family and friends know about it too. The more people that are signed up, the safer our community will be. You can sign up by visiting buttecounty.net and clicking on the big red icon that says sign up for emergency mass notifications. All right, how about a little bit of good news? Hospitalizations due to the coronavirus pandemic have gone down below 5,000 for the first time since June. The biggest declines have been in Southern California, who have cut their hospitalizations by about 40%, and the Bay Area, which has dropped by about 20%. So let's all keep at the responsible working and socializing, and we'll keep on making headway. And speaking of being safe, it's hot out there. Here are a few tips for avoiding heat stroke and staying safe during this heat wave. Never leave children, pets, or anyone in a parked car. Temperatures can rise to the point of killing you in 10 minutes in a parked car in the sun. Always drink plenty of water, even if you aren't necessarily feeling thirsty. Alcohol does not have the same effect, so beer is not going to work. Neither does coffee. Juice is fine. Stay inside whenever possible. Avoid too much physical activity. Wear sunscreen, hats, sunglasses. And don't huddle your baby in blankets. Infants don't have a fully developed sweat glands, I didn't realize this, and so they heat up a lot easier. And of course, check up on your elderly and more vulnerable friends and family and loved ones. Don't be afraid to use a cool compress when you get really hot, or maybe take a cold shower or use a water spray gun to keep cool. And get medical attention if you experience a rapid pulse or a strong pulse, you start to feel delirious, or you get a body temperature of 102 degrees or more. All at the same time, while trying to conserve energy so we avoid power shutoffs. Ugh, only a month away from fall, folks, so let's hang in there. Baby steps to September. Stay safe, KZFR listeners. I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.